This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
Welcome to Frequent Miler's Coffee Break, where we focus on a single topic related to miles and points.
And each coffee break is limited to 20 minutes or less, or your money back. Leaked built car details. Maybe. So we've long known that Bilt is going to introduce new credit cards very soon. Details are expected to be released on January 14th of 2026. But somebody found some code on a website that seems to provide details that haven't been released publicly yet. So it's the talk of the town, and so we needed to record an episode and talk about what's going on here. But we've got to caution you that everything we talk about today could turn out to be wrong because the details haven't officially been released yet. Again, they're scheduled to be released next week. So it's possible that all of this was some pre-production stuff and everything has changed around and isn't going to be the same way. But we're going to talk about our thoughts about this if this is what's going to get released soon. So we're going to cover the leak details, give you our first impressions, and then of course, obviously, after we have full confirmed details, we'll have even more thoughts, I imagine.
Yeah. All right. First, let me jump in and say, at the time of this recording, we happen to be running a pre-recorded built ad on our podcast, on the audio podcast. It's not on the YouTube version of our podcast, but on the audio only version. So that's kind of this awkward situation that is just a fact. But the fact that Bilt is currently an advertiser does not in any way affect the content of our podcast. Well, that's a lie because I'm saying this stuff right now. And if Bilt wasn't an advertiser, I wouldn't be saying this right now. So that's the only part that's a lie, though. I promise you, if we have negative things to say about Bilt or any other advertiser, we will say them. We do not accept any kind of deal where we have to say nice things. That's just not something we're going to enter into ever.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about the details of the card, or at least the leaked details, what we think are going to be the details of the new Bilt cards. Now, I say Bilt cards because, of course, there are going to be three new cards coming out. But first, let's review quickly the old Bilt card that you may be familiar with, the one that's getting phased out and changed. So the old Bilt card had no annual fee, and you could earn points on rent without a fee. So you could pay your rent with the Bilt card and pay no fee to do so, earning 1 point per dollar spent on rent. So it's 3x on dining, 2x on travel, 1x everywhere else, including the rent, as long as you made 5 transactions per month. But now that's going to be replaced, and there'll be 3 new cards. There'll be a no annual fee card, a $95 annual fee card, and a $495 annual fee card. Now, that was all information that we pretty much knew ahead of time, but we're going to get into the leaked details of what those cards are going to look like. Now, for the sake of time, we aren't going to cover the welcome bonuses yet. That'll all come in time. Today, we just want to talk about the leaked details of the cards themselves. So, first up, we're going to have the Bilt Blue card. And I say we're going to, again, remember, we may or may not, but the leaked information suggests that there will be a Bilt Blue card with no annual fee. The earning rate is going to be 1x on everyday spend, including mortgage and rent. We'll get back to that in a second. And it will have a Bilt cash earning rate of 4%. So you'll get 4% Bilt cash back on your everyday spend other than mortgage and rent. So mortgage and rent's 1x, everything else is 1x, and the 4% Bilt cash on the non-mortgage, non-rent spend. That's the Bilt Blue card. The Bilt Obsidian card has a $95 annual fee, and it'll earn 3x on dining or grocery. You'll be able to choose which one. The 3x grocery earning is capped at $25,000 in purchases per year. So 3x on up to 25K spend there. Then it'll earn 2x travel and 1x on everyday spend, again, including mortgage and rent. More details on that to come here. And this card will also earn 4% in Bilt cash, 4% back in Bilt cash on your everyday spend other than mortgage and rent. Mortgage and rent are excluded from the 4%. This $95 card will have a $100 built travel hotel credit, if the rumors are true. That'll be a twice annual $50 credit, once between January and June, once between July and December. And it'll have cell phone protection, which I think the built card has had cell phone protection. So that's not a big surprise there. It does surprise me a little bit if that moves to the $95 card and is not available on the no annual fee card. And then finally, the last of the new cards will be the built Palladium card. That card is going to have a $495 annual fee. So this is obviously an ultra premium card meant to compete with some of the other ultra premiums in the market. Interestingly, this one will earn 2x on everyday spend. So it'll be a 2x everywhere card, 1x on mortgage and rent, though, of course, and also still earn 4% back in built cash on your everyday spend, excluding mortgage and rent. The card also comes with a few coupons and benefits. So first up, it comes with gold status. Now, we don't know if that's just a temporary thing for the first year or an ongoing benefit of the card, but at least for the first year, it sounds like it might come with gold status. And a $400 built travel credit each year. That'll be broken up into two $200 credits, one January to June, one July to December. So those will be $200 credits that we think will be eligible for any hotel you book through built travel. Keep in mind that booking through Built Travel, you can, in some cases, earn points with your hotel program and elite benefits, elite credit and whatnot. So that makes that kind of interesting, potentially. And $200 in Built Cash annually. And it'll have Priority Pass. So it's got a couple of coupons, a couple of status benefits, so to speak, between Gold Status and Priority Pass. Anyway, I guess that's not a status benefit, but lounge access. A couple of things that we might expect in an ultra premium card.
All right. So that was a great wrap up of, at a high level, what these cards appear to be all about, if those rumors are true. But to understand all that, we have to discuss this built cash thing. What is this built cash all about? We heard about built cash earlier when Built announced that they were replacing their milestone rewards with this ability to earn, I think it's $50 of built cash for every 25,000 points you earn, something like that. And so we learned a little bit about built cash there, but there's more going on here. So apparently, what's going to happen is that when you pay rent or mortgage with your built card, it seems that it will no longer be free. So, you know, currently you can pay rent with other non-built cards and pay a 3% fee. And so what we think is going to happen here is that whatever that fee is going forward for mortgage and rent, it'll be, that will apply even if you have a built card. However, you could use this built cash you're earning from all that, because you're, all of these cards, all three cards earn 4% built cash for everything except for the spend on mortgage and rent. So pretty much everywhere. And you can use that to make your rent or mortgage payments fee free, basically. It becomes very complicated now when we start thinking of it that way. When you try to think, well, what do you need to do to get what we had before, which is fee-free rent payments? And if you want to think about it that way, then yeah, this all is going to sound really complicated. So bear with me for a minute, because I'm going to get to an easier way of thinking about it in a second. But if you want to make your rent payments fee-free, then and assuming that the 3% rate, that they will still charge a 3% fee to pay rent, then whatever your rent payment is, in order to earn enough fee, I was going to call them fee-free dollars, which was the plastique model, to earn enough built cash to cover it, you'll have to spend 75% of that on your card in order to earn enough built cash to cover that fee. So for example, if your rent is $1,000, then the 3% fee to pay that rent with your card will be $30. To earn those $30 in built cash, you can earn that by spending $750 on a built card. And so that's 75% of your $1,000 rent. All right. So that's a complicated way of thinking about it. A simpler way of thinking about it is forget about paying rent and mortgage. Just, are these cards like good or bad, given that they're earning built points, which we know are super valuable on their own, plus 4% built cash. So the big question is, how valuable is this built cash? And I'm not going to answer that right now, unfortunately, because there's a lot of unknowns. But I will tell you what little we do know about it. So Built's website does have a page about built cash, and it talks about various uses for built cash. And it says you can use your built cash for hotel bookings made in the built travel portal, for getting Lyft credits, for paying for fitness classes through the built app, for dining. You can use built cash to pay your tab when you use mobile dining checkout at select built partner restaurants. And I specifically read that verbatim because there's a lot of wiggle room in what that might actually mean. Like, is it all built partner restaurants or just select built partner restaurants, which is actually what the word says, select. And the ability to use built cash to pay your tab, is it paying the entire tab, part of the tab? We just don't know. You could use it for home delivery powered by GoPuff. You can use it for the built collection, which built sells various things like artwork and various just cool things. I remember my son asking me about using his built points once to get a chess set. And that's the type of thing that maybe with built cash, it would make sense to get that chess set. It definitely did not make sense with built points. They also talk about other potential uses in the future, which are not available yet, like redeeming built cash for elevated elite status so that you can get better transfer bonuses. You could use it for their home away from home collection and exclusive built experiences. So there's quite a few things there. And I think if, you know, for a lot of us, if we travel a fair amount, the ability to pay for hotels, restaurants, Lyft credits, like those three things alone could make built cash very valuable. It all depends on the fine print. But if you think about it, if it's worth anywhere near face value, the ability to earn 1x or 2x built points plus 4% cash-ish back for all your spend is kind of unbelievable, which makes me really wonder, what is the fine print? Because I feel like there's got to be something there. There is one piece of fine print that's a big deal that you really have to watch out for. The website claims that built cash earned during 2026 will expire at the end of the year, except that up to $100 of built cash will roll over to the following year. So I don't know what if that is really meant just for the built cash earned from milestone rewards or from the replacement of milestone rewards, or if it truly means the built cash earned from credit cards, because I can imagine people earning a lot of built cash right at the end of the year and being very unhappy if it all of a sudden disappeared before they had a chance to use it. So that's definitely a big potential gotcha there. Now, the same webpage claims that you can redeem for face value. So they give an example of using $10 of built cash to redeem for a $10 credit towards a fitness class. So they're pretty clear that in cases where you're able to redeem with built cash, it's going to be at face value. But again, I need to stress, we don't know what kind of limitations there will be on that built cash, on how much you can use. Like, it's possible that you can only use a percentage of it for a given redemption. We just don't know.
Yeah, you know, if it's like you could use $10 in built cash for $10 towards a fitness class when you spend $50 on a fitness class, you know, if that's what it is, then it would be much less useful than if it's like, right. Oh, you can spend it on a, not that there's a $10 fitness class for most people probably, but if you could spend 10 or 20 or 30 or 50, whatever it is that the fitness class costs, if you could cover it entirely with built cash, obviously that'd be really exciting. So yeah, I mean, so what do we think about all of this? I mean, what are our reactions? I guess, you know, for me, I look at this and I say, okay, well, let's first imagine for a second that it is as good as it initially sounds, that the 4% in built cash you'll be able to use towards Lyft rides or hotel bookings. If that's the case, then I think this looks really interesting. Now, I think that Greg made a great point early on when he said, if you're thinking about this as the replacement for what you had, then it probably is going to be disappointing. You know, if you were like, I just want to pay my rent fee free and earn points, then this probably seems like somewhat of a bummer because it's not as straightforward. Though I imagine a lot of people probably do spend somewhere in the realm of 75% of their rent on other things throughout the course of the month. I think it probably depends on how much your rent is, I guess, you know, where you live and what your situation is. But if you're able to do that, then essentially you've got sort of the same situation. But I would look at this more so. I think really these are best for people who don't rent or have a mortgage, probably. You know, if you already own your home free and clear, if that 4% is usable towards hotels and Lyft at full face value, and you can cover the full cost of a hotel or a Lyft using it, and rather than just a portion of it, then I think these are super interesting cards all of a sudden. Because I think even if you only value the built cash at a small percentage, like 50%, then you could be earning 1 or 2x plus 2% in you know, cash value to you. So that to me makes the top card for me would be the most interesting, the Palladium card. I look at it and I say, well, it's sort of like a Venture X knockoff. Now, the Venture X has some legs up on it because the Venture X offers, for instance, Hertz status, and it offers Capital One lounge access, and it's an easier card to keep if you're not going to use it. If you're not going to spend a lot on the card, it's a card that still makes sense to keep, the Venture X.
It's less coupon-y.
It's less coupon-y. What is it? What's the advertising I keep seeing? There's something about it not being complicated. I can't remember. It's a catchy little phrase they have.
More rewarding, less complicated, or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. And they're right. I mean, they've got the corner of that market, or that market cornered. But if you do a fair amount of unbonused spend every month, and, you know, like if you're spending even $25,000 a year, about $2,000 a month on unbonused spend, and you look at that and you say, okay, well, you'd earn 2x with the Palladium card, so 50,000 points on that spend, plus 4% back in built cash, it's $1,000 in built cash. Plus, with the 50,000 points you earn, you'd get another $100 worth of built cash, because you get $50 in built cash for every 25,000 points. So $1,100 in built cash, even if you only value that at half of face value, the card has kind of paid for itself if you're going to use it for $25,000 in purchases. Now, if you're not, then that card wouldn't be the choice for you. But for somebody with a moderately high spend on unbonus purchases, I think that card is pretty good. And then when you add the coupons on top, you know, a couple of the hotel coupons each year, I don't know, that seems pretty compelling to me. But that all hinges on how the built cash is used. I mean, if the built cash is just used for a coupon, then I'm suddenly way less interested.
Yeah. All right. Let me look at this from the point of view, someone who had the built card, likes that the card itself is fee-free, likes that they can earn points on their rent fee-free. Now that they're looking at, okay, if I just switch to the fee-free card, I lose my 3X and 2X bonus categories, and I have to spend a lot more now on this card in order to earn enough of this built cash in order to make my rent payments fee-free, and I'd be pretty bummed. I mean, from that point of view, it sounds pretty bad. And then you might say, well, what about that $95 card? That looks like the old card in some ways. It has the 3X and 2X categories. It's a little bit better, and that gives you the option of earning 3X for grocery instead of dining. But you're paying that $95 annual fee, which, yeah, you could say is offset by the fact that you get two $50 coupons towards hotels, but then there's coupons you got to deal with. And, you know, if you were happy with a fee-free card that was earning points magically, basically, you're probably not going to be happy with this $95 card, I'm guessing. It will definitely, I think, be a downgrade for you. Now, let me take it from a different point of view. I'm going to take my son as an example. He's been asking me recently about his credit cards, which ones he should be using, because based on my advice, he's been earning transferable points, which he doesn't actually have a lot of use for. He wants to redeem rewards for like everyday things that he actually does day to day. He doesn't travel that often that it's very rewarding. Plus, he has me as a dad. So often when he wants to travel, I'm the one using my points to help him travel anyway. So the idea of a card that just take the fee-free card. From his point of view, I don't think it wouldn't be that big of a loss to not be paying rent with it anymore. He doesn't have that much rent that he's paying. So that's not a big loss. But what he's getting is a everywhere card that it's earning 1x transferable point that I'm not going to let him spend on everyday things.
Plus no chess sets. No chess sets.
Right. Plus 4%, which if this built cash stuff pans out, you know, he can use for his Lyft rides and for various restaurants and other things that he will actually value those things. I could totally see him doing that or using it for fitness classes, whatever, if it really pans out. And I think at sort of the low end, that'll be exciting for him. And I have some other friends that I think would be really into that as well. On the high end, you've got that 495 card, which if you're willing to jump through the coupon hoops, you know, it's got $600 in annual coupons, which help offset that $495 annual fee. And then you're getting 2x transferable points plus 4% in these rewards. Again, this is for not for paying rent. Like, I think that paying rent is sort of a side deal for these. Like, that the math gets really complicated about whether it's a good idea anymore to use it to pay rent. So consider that separately. I would say if you're decide whether you want these cards based on not paying rent, on the value proposition without rent. And of course, you won't be able to do that till we learn more about built cash. But on the face of it, this sounds kind of extraordinary because, like, let's say even if we only value the built cash at a quarter of its face value, then we're getting like 2x transferable points plus 1% cash back on top of that, which is way better than any other card on the market. I'm pretty bullish on this top tier card, again, with the caveats that I mentioned before. I don't like having more coupons to deal with, but there's not that many. I mean, you've got the hotel credit and you've got the built cash coupons. Those are the two things.
Well, you know, and I feel like I need another hotel credit, like I need a hole in the head. I've got so many cards that have hotel credits right now that's like the last way to reel me in on a card. But that said, with Built having launched some hotels bookable at like member rates with loyalty benefits and points, that makes those coupons better to me than, say, a City Strata Elite $300 coupon that is required to be a two-night stay and that I'm not going to earn any hotel points on and I'm not going to get my elite benefits. So I find those hotel coupons a little bit more compelling. And since it doesn't sound like they're going to be tied to like a home away from home booking, they could be used to book, it sounds like, any hotel through Built Travel. That's pretty broadly applicable for me. So I find that a little bit more appealing. And then when I say, wow, and I can earn 2 points that transfer to Hyatt or Alaska, like 2 points per dollar, and forget about all the other Built partners for a second, some of which are valuable also. But those are two programs that I can't otherwise easily earn 2 points per dollar on unbonus purchases. Certainly, if you're willing to jump through some hoops, there might be some ways to buy like a gift card and buy something else. And so, I mean, but just for a simple, straightforward card to like set and forget as an auto pay on things, that to me, I think is pretty appealing already. And so if this 4% pans out, then I think it'll be really interesting. I think probably the restaurant, and I imagine it's going to be restaurants where you can check out in the Built app, because I know there are some restaurants where you can do that. So that's where I assume you'd be able to use the 4%. But again, that's an assumption. And I can't wait to learn more about what's going to happen with the Built cash. And we'll have to go from there.
Yeah.
The expiration is the other big, I mean, like that, that's a potentially a big problem, I think, for a lot of people. So that's the other big question.
I can't imagine that they haven't thought through how to handle that situation, but we'll find out next week for sure. And all of this, I mean, all of this could be forgotten next week when right. they roll out something completely different. I wouldn't put it past Bell to have purposely
misled
linked
everybody
a page of false information just for fun to see what would happen. It could be, but yeah, if it looks like what has been leaked, and if the built cache is actually any good, wow. I mean, again, forgetting about paying rent or mortgage. These are really, I think, actually exciting cards on their own. Unfortunately, it looks like we went over our promised 20 minutes, so you will get your money back. This time, it's going to be in the form of frequent miler cash. Now, FM cash is lightweight and invisible, and it's the big thing. You've heard about it, right? So if you want to look cool, you got to be seen carrying FM cash, which you will get if we went over 20 minutes.
Don't forget, if you've enjoyed this and you'd like to get on our email list, you want to go to frequentmiler.com/subscribe to join our email list, follow us on all the various social media, and check out our Frequent Miler on the Air episodes dropping every Friday.
If you love travel but don't always have time to plan, we've got a podcast for you.
It's called Travel in 10, and in every episode, in about 10 minutes, we give you a smart, practical overview of destinations all around the world.
We cover what to see, where to stay, where to eat, and what actually matters when you're planning out a trip.
It's designed for real life. Listen on the way to the airport, in the car, or while you're thinking about your next getaway.
So if you want expert advice, zero fluff, and travel inspiration that you can actually use, search for Travel in 10 wherever you listen to podcasts, or you can also find us at voyescape.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Siegel, and man, oh man, do I love talking about travel. You think I'd get enough of it, touring the world as a stand-up comedian, or just going off on my own personal adventures around the world? No, when I get home, I still have to talk about it. That's how much I love travel. So every week I sit down with a friend, a travel expert, influencer, expat, or anyone from any walk of life who shares my passion for travel. So if you want to hear a fun, casual, off-the-cuff chat about travel from people who love it, listen to the Travel Tales podcast with me, Mike Siegel, wherever you get your podcasts.